Chapter 3. Fulfillment of the Prophecies. Nestled within the larger secession debate over the fate of slavery was a smaller but equally fascinating dispute over what the slaves would do. On January 12, 1861, the same day that William Seward was warning his Southern colleagues in the Senate that the slaves might take advantage of a civil war by rising in rebellion, a Democratic newspaper in Cleveland dismissed the forecast of slave insurrection as a popular error among Republicans. "If there is a war," the editors predicted, "no class of beings will be less troublesome than these blacks. Docility is the leading feature of the race. The slaves are more happy and contented than any other race of people on the earth. Left alone," the editor explained, "a pure-blooded African has no aspirations for liberty as we understand it." Republicans started from a very different premise. They generally assumed that African Americans harbored the same instinctive desire for freedom that all human beings shared. "Whenever our armies march into the southern states," Orville Browning wrote, "the Negroes will, of course, flock to our standards. They will rise in rebellion and strike a blow for emancipation from servitude and to avenge the wrongs of ages. This," he declared, "is inevitable." What would the slaves do? The question was everywhere when the war began. Would they take advantage of the Union invasion by acting on their natural human desire for freedom, as Republicans predicted? Or were slaves so comfortably situated, were blacks so innately subservient, that they would, as Northern and Southern Democrats alike insisted, remain loyal to their masters? Outraged by Republican predictions of servile insurrection, many slaveholders ostentatiously avowed their faith, if not in the loyalty, at least in the docility, of their slaves. Traveling through the slave states in May of 1861, William Howard Russell found that none of the Southern gentlemen had the smallest apprehension of a servile insurrection. They used the universal formula, "Our Negroes are the happiest, most contented, and most comfortable people on the face of the earth." On a plantation in South Carolina, Russell noticed that the fidelity of the slaves was undoubted. "The house," he observed, "breathes an air of security.